I have really enjoyed the interactive presentation, you know, of using that technology and asking those questions. And one of the most introspective questions that was asked, you know, it causes you to think. And one of the things that got me is it said, how long have you been involved in this industry? And I was shocked that I had to say over 20 years. And, of course, the follow-up question, I thought, I should know more than I do after 20 years or more. And I don't, but I, as I look out, I recognize a lot of faces, and I, you know, I don't think I'm necessarily alone in that. I recall a story of a religious leader that had been raised in the high country, and cowboying and whatnot, and he says he went back to speak to his hometown crowd and congregation, and he got to looking out there, and he says, you know, I was raised in this country. And he says, as a young man, I got to running with the cowboys and loggers. He said they very quickly were leading me down that road to hell. And then he looked out and he says, you know, I believe I saw a few of you along that road. And so I think there's a lot of us that wish we knew more along this. The challenge is what I think maybe it's been covered pretty well, which is the bad part about going last. But maybe let me give you a little different perspective. I work for an organization in which we are not out there competing for customers in the bull market. We are a seed stock producer that has a captive customer. And we provide the bulls to that customer. Now, we come out and we try to use the genetics and the good work that's been done in this industry to try to insert new genetics into that system. So, in that, you know, we truly do ask, you know, you gotta understand, that's a wonderful position to be in. Perhaps sometimes it lets us get a little dull because maybe we don't have quite the heat that we should have, like many of you experience in trying to keep on the cutting edge. But John Young, who's over the seed stock program at the Rex, and Mike Meek, who's over the seed stock program down in Florida, they'll both tell you that even though we're not selling bulls, they do have customers. And they do hear it. The nature of our company, we don't hire people that don't have opinions, and they share those readily. And so, you know, the challenge is you've got the guy that's calving the cows, and you know what? If he has to pull a big calf, you hear about it. But then you got the guy that's marketing the cattle, and if they're not growing fast and giving you the carcass traits that you need, you hear about it. Which brings it back to balance. If those cows aren't easy keeping, you hear about it. And so it really comes back to balance, which alludes to what Steve was talking about, is the difference between needs and wants. The industry has done a pretty good job of providing for the wants. Who defines the needs? Now, I want to ask my question right now. And let's just have the commercial producers answer that question. It's similar to some of the others, but it may be just a little more detail. Go ahead and start it. I can't read it from here. What do you consider the most important service the seed stock industry can deliver to the commercial cow-calf producer? Now, that's the producers on the cow-calf producers answering that question. Yeah. Now, there's probably some producers out there that are smaller than us. And that is our answer. We want the truth. We want, of course, then you think of Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. But you know, That's what we want. We want the truth. We want to know how that those genetics are going to change our herd. This group over the years has really been trying to define that. The most important part of this group is accurately describing the product. Because I, as the commercial producer, I am responsible for knowing what I need or what I want. And if I and many commercial producers transfer that responsibility to the seed stock industry. Now there's danger in that. Because you're the one the commercial producer should be the one that knows what he needs and the one that makes the dollar signs work on the bottom line. So, you know, I don't think it's fair to transfer it over to the seed stock industry. Are you providing what the best you can do is provide what they ask for? And I think that's been done fairly well over the years. Unless you're not telling them the truth. That is the biggest disservice the seed stock industry can do. In our system, we want accurate crossbreed EPDs because we are going to run crossbred cows. Why are we going to run crossbred cows? Because in our quest for profit, we're going to push that resource to the limit. What does that mean? We're going to push that cow to the limit, and we're going to make mistakes, and we've got to have some redundancy in that system. If we can manage her perfectly, we can get along with a straight bred cow. Or if we've got a bunch of slush in our system, a straight bred cow can work all right for us. Or if we have other things that we want to, other goals other than beef production, by beef production I'm talking pounds weaned per cow exposed, and then a quality product on the end to sell, we've got to do that. So we need a crossbreed EPDs. And to get accurate crossbreed EPDs, we need whole herd reporting. We need accurate estimates of the benefits of heterosis when we use bulls that have different numbers, but they're different breeds. We need to understand those relationships. We need to be able to put it into a model and make a fairly educated guess on what will benefit our cow herd to get the product that we decide that we need. And so, and that's tough. The problem is we haven't spent enough time defining what we need. Why? Because it's hard to do. It's just really hard work to define what we need. Because, as Steve, there's lots of different needs out there, needs and wants. So that's a great challenge. I applaud this kind of discussion. And before you take any of those comments that I've made too seriously, I need to warn you. I was asked to give my opinion several years ago, and Burke Healy, who many of you know, that fine old gentleman who you knew, and I got done with my comments, and we went to a break, and he came over and he said, "Young man," he says, "you did all right." He said, "You know what? You may often be wrong, but you're seldom in doubt." Thank you.
Assuming it's all right.